Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Palestinian medical officials say at least 13 people were killed by two separate Israeli strikes in Gaza. Gaza's health ministry said one of the strikes hit a school-turned-shelter, killing at least six people. Hospital officials said seven people were killed in another strike on a tent in the city of Khan Yunis. Mohammed Zanoun lost relatives during the strikes there. The children were playing at the Al-Mawasi area, which the Israeli army claimed was a safe zone. The children were playing football when a missile targeted them in the middle of the game. There were no wanted individuals or targets in the street, just children, and they were the ones martyred yesterday. The Israeli army said the strike targeted a militant belonging to the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Also Saturday, Israel announced the first delivery of aid to the war-battered northern Gaza in weeks. According to Palestinian health officials, one Palestinian was also shot dead Saturday during an Israeli military raid in the occupied West Bank. Officials say a suicide bomber blew himself up at a train station in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 24 people, including soldiers, and wounding about 50 others. Mohammed Irfan is a relative of one of the victims. My uncle and a relative were martyred. As soon as we woke up in the morning, we received news that there was a blast at the railway station. We found out that my uncle and relative had gone to the railway station to drink tea and enjoy some leisure time. Saturday's attack happened when about 100 passengers were waiting for a train to travel to the garrison city of Rawalpindi from Quetta, the capital of the Balochistan province. A senior government administrator said a separatist group, the Balochistan Liberation Army, claimed the attack in a statement, saying a suicide bomber targeted troops present at the railway station. Police said they are investigating the claim. This is VOA News. The Justice Department has unsealed criminal charges in a thwarted Iranian plot to kill President-elect Donald Trump before this week's presidential election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City says an unnamed leader in Iran's Revolutionary Guard instructed a contact to put together a plan last month to track and ultimately assassinate Donald Trump. The contact's been identified as Farzad Shakari, who was told if he couldn't develop a plot by then, the Iranian official would wait until after the election, thinking it would be easier to reach Trump then if he had lost. Federal officials have been describing ongoing efforts by Iran to target U.S. government officials, including Trump, on U.S. soil. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There was a very loud explosion. We were taking shelter downstairs and we got covered with dust. Everyone was screaming. The children, it was horrific. We ran toward our apartment and it was impossible to get in. The smoke from burning cars filled the rooms. Aliona is one of many residents who were caught up in an overnight drone attack from Russia on Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa. According to the regional governor, the drone strikes killed one person and injured 13 others, including two boys aged 4 and 16. Russia launched 51 drones, focusing its attack on Odessa and the nearby region in the south of Ukraine, the Ukrainian Air Force said, adding that Ukrainian air defense units and mobile drone hunter groups shot down 32 Russian drones. The Netherlands Justice Minister David Van Riel said the government is investigating whether warning signs from Israel were missed ahead of this week's assault on Maccabi Tel Aviv soccer fans. Social media videos showed riot police responding while some attackers shouted anti-Israeli slurs. Maccabi supporters were also seen chanting anti-Arab slogans before Thursday's match. Amsterdam has banned demonstrations for the weekend and granted police emergency stop and search powers. Mount Luotobi Laki-Laki, a volcano in eastern Indonesia, erupted again on Saturday. The eruption sent a giant ash tower 9 kilometers into the sky, days after it killed 9 people and forced thousands of locals to evacuate. Litwina Logitapun is one of those evacuees. How long will we live here? I don't know for sure. When will we be able to return to our hometown? Will we go back home or not? I don't know. The twin-peaked volcano on the tourist island of Flores has erupted more than a dozen times this week. There were no immediate reports of damage to nearby villages from Saturday's fresh eruption, but the country's volcanology agency warned residents to remain alert to the potential for cold lava floods because of heavy rainfall. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.